besties from the Midwesties. Just three besties living in a small town world. Lifelong friends sharing stories, opinions, experiences, and everything in between.
And we're coming to you from the west side of our little hometown in Iowa, where it's a balmy 20 degrees. I'm here with my boot scooting buddies.
Kate, I just took a drink right when she said that.
And it's Pete.
And our cocktail for this evening, I made
a Valentine Cosmo.
Yeah, it's a, all right, yes. And I got a little story about that.
Let's hear it. What happened? Because I'm enjoying this one.
It's delicious.
I had another cocktail in mind, and I went to our local store where they have every vodka available, right? And I had my little recipe, and I was in the aisle for about an hour, and this guy comes up and says, may I help you? And I said, yeah, can you find this, this, and this? And
he said, wait, you were in the aisle for an hour?
15 minutes. Okay. And he could not find one thing. He said, oh, yeah, I don't have that vodka because that's out of season. And no, I don't have that, and I don't have that. And so I had to stand there for another 15 minutes and figure out what I was going to do. And so I found this Cosmo. So there you have it.
But what's special about it? Tell them, what'd you put on the rim?
I crushed some candy hearts.
The little conversation hearts.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. It's delicious. When you take a sip, it melts in your mouth.
Aww. They are. Yeah. What are you on? Three? I think I'm on two.
I'm on two.
And we just started.
I don't.
Oh, but guess what?
Who counts these days? That's you know, math. Math is bad. Math.
So people. Guess what? This vodka that he said was out of season, it's not Smirnoff, but Sva. Uh-huh. That one.
What flavor?
Red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Berry.
Oh, I had some of that.
Oh, well, guess where I went? I went to the old Walmart. There was a shelf full of red, white, and blue svabubba.
That is delicious.
I'm like,
shavuba.
No. Did you get some? Because it's delicious.
No, because I thought, okay, I needed this other
vodka. Is it a berry flavor?
Yeah. I needed all this
it's
other
like
stuff to go
with it. It's
like
a blueberry, you know, slushy flavor.
Ooh.
It's good. Next time, go. You need to have some on hand.
Well.
But I think what you made was... is a winner. It's 100%.
It is a winner.
So okay. Let's clink to it.
Pink,
clink, 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 clink.
It's got a nice pink
episode
color.
Eight.
Well, I'm glad it worked out.
To go with our Valentine's theme.
The Cosmo is very, you know, that's the, isn't that the drink they did on Sex in the City?
Yep.
They always had the Cosmo. That's what's her face. That's my Kim Cattrall voice.
I love a Cosmo.
Whore. So anyway. Shout out to our sponsor.
That doesn't know it's our sponsor.
We should totally email them.
Yeah. So a couple
Il Maquillage if you're out there.
Yeah. So a couple of podcasts back, we were talking about a product, or I was talking about one that I was scared to try. And then Pete started to try it. And I was I'm going to try it.
We saw on Facebook and yes. You were too afraid to jump the shark.
I didn't want to jump the shark.
So she keeps saying jump the shark.
So Pete goes, I just bought some.
I'm going to jump the shark.
Yeah.
So. And we all jumped the same shark.
So we jumped it.
The Il Maquillage shark.
Yeah. So we all have it on tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
And
so, yes, I'm happy with this product.
Il Maquillage, we are happy with your product. Okay. So a few weeks ago, we were playing Cards Against Humanity at Kate's, and you kind of got an idea that when it was my turn to read the card, if you chose a really dark answer, you were likely to win the point with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's true, Lauren.
Me too.
Lauren is very dark.
I don't know where I get that from. I really don't.
Hence our podcast.
So the title of the podcast is
The Dark Side.
The Dark Side.
The Dark Side. Yeah.
I'm a little quirky. So I guess it's just in my DNA, which is my acronym for dark and naughty asshole.
Dark and naughty asshole.
I like,
good one. I like
artwork. I call it macabre. It's like, I really, and like humor too, but I like artwork that has a weird twist to it, that has like a weird sick humor to it. So I'm the same.
Weird? Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah. Okay. Okay, so tonight I'll be asking you to take a walk on the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Wish I had some music with me. I'd probably get in trouble for that.
Well, we can play. I can find some dark music.
On the dark side. Who sings that? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There was a movie. Oh, God. Here we go.
Ah, no.
Do, 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 do on the dark side.
Yeah. Come on. Who is that?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. Okay. I looked it up.
And it's
John Cafferty and from Eddie and the Cruisers.
Oh, good job.
Yep.
Well, I've got a dark shower thought for you. And this is going really dark.
Oh boy.
Your eyes are gonna go up in the back of your head.
or
toilet thought.
Here's our segment called Shower Thoughts with Lauren. What's your shower thought, Lauren?
Because you said it was very dark.
Let's hear it.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're on a deserted island all by your lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
And you
Oh, boy.
Great.
You develop dementia.
Oh, okay. What's your thought? So what's your question? Is it a good?
That's your dark thought.
It was just a thought.
Oh, okay, well, what's your question?
Is it good or bad?
That I'm on the island by myself with dementia.
Yeah.
No, it's not good. No.
Is it good or bad that you have dementia?
On
an island.
Yeah. Oh. It's totally good.
Yeah, because every day's a new day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Every day's a new day. Well, I don't know because you would probably starve to death because you wouldn't know how to go out for food.
Oh, my God, Pete.
Well, then you die. So
there. You went to the dark
then
side.
I took you to the dark side.
Lauren didn't have it. No, she didn't. You took it there.
I took it there.
Okay, well,
because you're going to forget how to go out and scavenge and hunt to give yourself food.
So you starve to death.
You're going
to
starve to death, yes. Addictions.
What?
What are they?
Oh, what's your next question?
Addictions.
Oh, can I go first? Oh, if I go first, you guys are just going to be way better.
No, mine is not good.
Well, I'll say first of all, food.
I know it's not meth, so
food has always been an addiction. And it's not because it's like, oh, I'm hungry all the time. It's because it's comfort. Prosecco. And it's ever since we took that cruise.
Does that mean you're an alcoholic?
No, I just love Prosecco. I think about it all the time. And romances.
You mean sex? You mean
because, sex? Yeah. Well, sex. Thoughts of sex. But romances, because it's sex, yes, but it's like this idea of, you know, just like that perfect ideal relationship. And I'm not living in a fantasy or anything, but I do. It's fun to read a story where you're like, oh, that'd be nice. Okay.
My addiction, I hate to admit it. It's probably the scale and the stupid numbers on the scale. I think that's mine.
Is that an addiction?
Yeah.
And that's
or an obsession.
That's probably better.
Well, I don't know. Obsession, addiction.
Is that
different? It's not okay. So maybe it's an obsession because an addiction, I don't have to do it every single day, but I do get obsessed with the numbers on the scale.
I know
that controls my mood.
Mm-hmm. And see, I think of addiction as when I get up in the morning, I go for the coffee and I go for the cream and sugar.
Okay, but is that an addiction or is that a habit?
Oh, boy.
Because I feel like when I'm not at home, like when we've been on the road, we have to have coffee.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to have that cream and sugar.
But is it a habit? Because I was thinking about that the other day.
But I think caffeine is an addiction.
I have to, because I get a headache if I don't.
Well, okay, then yes, I would say that's an addiction for you. But
I suppose if I didn't have the cream and sugar, I would still get a headache
probably.
Just because of the caffeine. But I think I'd need that. I think I need that sugar.
Yeah.
At night, if I have a meal, if we go out to eat and I don't have something sugary
sweet
after it,
yeah, it drives me crazy.
Look at Look at over there.
Like my candy. Our candy house, dish that I've about
to eat. Our house does not go without sweets.
Well, you know what's funny? Because my husband says a meal is not complete until you've had dessert. And we never ate like that until I married him.
There's just something about that act of getting your cup of coffee, going to sit by at your desk, getting started, sipping your coffee.
And those commercials just make it so lovely. Mm-hmm.
But do you notice, too, when you start watching shows or TV or movies or whatever?
They're all at the coffee shop.
Yes. Or they're sitting around drinking a cup of tea or coffee together. I'm like, I need some tea. I need some coffee.
At the quaint coffee shops. It's like, yeah.
I guess I better go get one.
Yeah, reading. I'll read a book and it's like they always meet at some place and they have cake or whatever. And it's like, cake? What if I have any cake?
Pedophores?
I'm gonna go bake a cake.
I better go get a pedophore or a scone.
I wrote about pedophores the other day and I had to look up the spelling because I had it wrong.
On to FOMO.
Which is
fear of missing fear out.
Missing out.
Do you fear it?
No. Don't care.
I think I did many moons ago.
Yeah. Long time when they were ute.
And I will say it's been like 4 years ago. I think I called someone. I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm up here at so-and-so's house and we're like drinking. And I thought, oh.
All right. Okay. All right. Lauren is mixing us another cocktail. So while she's doing that, this is Kate. And I'm going to ask the next question. What is the last creepy or last thriller movie you watched? And can I go first?
Yes, please do.
I don't know if this is thriller or whichever, but it's Reacher on the Amazon.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, where I come from with this hot man thing, but the guy's name's like Alan Rickman, and he's been on other things. He was like in Hunger Games. He was one of the...
Is that from Jack?
Yes.
His name's Jack Reacher.
Yes.
It's based on a 26 book series this guy
a Netflix
is,
series or something.
Because in the book, the guy, the main character, Jack Reacher, is huge.
Right.
He's like tall and broad, and this guy is
tall,
amazing.
And big. Yeah.
So Reacher is my choice. And it's really good. What's yours?
Mine is Witcher.
Oh, I heard that was good.
Yes. That is, have you watched it?
Is that on Amazon?
That is on Netflix.
Okay.
And I'm like you. When I first started watching it.
You will love him.
You will love him. Big, same MO as Reacher. Long, you know, big guy, beautiful body, long hair.
I'm listening.
Yes. He was Superman?
Yep.
Yeah. But you got to give it a chance because the first three, four episodes, I'm like, I'm not getting this. I mean, it was really hard for me to understand because it was a lot of different storylines. I'm just not getting this. And I said to my son, I'm like, I don't get this. Is it going to come together? He's like, yeah, just give it a, just because it's a book. You know.
See, I still don't get it.
Niece told me to watch Witcher.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That it's good. Yes.
All right.
And so once I got past, I think, episode 3, it started to, maybe 4, it started coming together. And then, of course, season 2 came out, and I was just binge-watched it, you know. Anything that gives me an hour on the treadmill is great.
A lot of people voted him to be the next 007.
Ooh, yeah.
He was not even mentioned.
Ooh, he could be a good 007.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved the new Dexter.
Yeah, you know, I watched it when it first came out, when it was on regular TV.
I got to watch Dexter New Blood, and oh my God, I was so obsessed. I just love Dexter.
Is it the same guy that's playing him from the very beginning?
And this time his son is now grown.
Oh boy.
Ooh,
yep. And so I'm not going to spoil it for anyone who is a Dexter fan, but I'm hoping it comes out even more with his son that takes over.
As a vigilante killer.
I'm not going to say Dexter is a vigilante.
What is he then?
He's just, he has to kill these people because they're bad.
Vigilante?
Oh, I guess that's a vigilante.
Twilight Zone, yes. Those were creepy. And you know, you can if you stay up late enough, they're on like at midnight, the Twilight Zone.
Well, I'll tell you what like haunted my nightmares is like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, the candy.
Oh my God. That was horrible.
What?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's Mr. What was his name? He was the children catcher, child catcher.
Yeah.
And he would lure them out of their houses with candy and then put them in cages. And
I take smell them away because
children were against the law.
I know.
And he had a really big pointy nose. Oh, God.
I don't know if I've ever watched
The Child Catcher.
Creepy, creepy. Him,
all right. But okay, but you bring up The Purge.
Okay, yeah. So, have you guys ever watched The Purge?
No, but I know the concept. The Purge. So no, we do know the premises of it, but I've never watched it.
I didn't have an answer for this because I can't imagine anyone would hate me enough to want to off me, but...
Well, but I just said, I hope that there's not somebody that wants to off me, but if it's a life or death thing, somebody's going to pick you. I mean,
I didn't want to say, because I wasn't going to go down the other route saying you want to go kill someone, but no, because we're not going to talk about that. Yeah. But yeah, you think anyone's out there want to become an FBI?
Well, I think if it's like your neighbors and it's us against them and somebody's got to survive, yeah, somebody's going to take you out.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, scary stories. Has there ever been something
about your scary story?
Do you have a scary story? Well, not scary, but
yeah, it's true.
It could be creepy.
I have a creepy, or a family member? But I do have a creepy. Go ahead.
All right.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
All right. So I used to live in Savannah, Georgia, which is an old city.
Oh, yeah.
Founded by the Irish. And so one of the most famous things about that place is their cemetery. But everyone used to talk about, I went to school there. And so there was just like, we'd go out and have a coffee or whatever. And people would talk about their haunted apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And things like, oh, you know, apparently whoever, you know, the ghost in my place doesn't like it when we put, you know, paintings on the mantle. Because every time we come home, the painting is on the floor.
Ooh.
Like sitting there, not like falling.
But
if you set anything on the mantle, like a hair clip or something, it's when you come home, it's gone. It's like somewhere else.
They don't like their mantle dirty.
Yeah. So I lived in the top of this old house. It was a brick house. And there were two apartments on the top level. And so my roommate and I had like the bigger apartment, which was like, it was huge, but it had like one gigantic bedroom with a fireplace and then a huge living room. And it was just a really big apartment.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah, it was great. Except it was one bedroom. So we had like two beds in this one bedroom. We're like, we really wanted the other apartment. And so my roommate, I'm like, use your powers. And so she would like come home and like, I want you to move out. And so anyway, it was like 2 weeks later.
This woman just
moved out. And she had this tiny little, her apartment was like an efficiency kind of. So she's like, all of a sudden announces she's moving out. So we're like, great. But her apartment was like, it was one room, but there was a sunroom. And the sunroom was just this cool room, and there's all windows. And we had two cats, Stella and Trixie. And so when we got the apartment, we just kind of opened the door between the two. We like somehow got it open. So it was just like one huge place. I know the story's going on too long. Anyway, so Stella would not go into the sunroom.
Because they know.
They know.
Animals know.
Yeah. And anyway, so it ended up, we had two bedrooms, two bathrooms. It was a really great situation. But Stella would not go in the sunroom. And we would talk about it. It's like, why won't Stella go in the sunroom? It's like, why wouldn't a cat want to go in the room?
They love the sun. The sun, right? Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, watch this. So I took Stella, who was a very smart cat, And I like took her into the sunroom and I set her like right in the middle of the room, and immediately every hair on her went straight out.
Oh.
And she just darted out and went out in, you know, out into the other room. I'm like, oh, that's really weird. So it ended up being kind of a place where it was hot in there in Georgia. It's super hot. So it ended up just kind of being a place where we stored things. So outside of our building, across the street from us, it was a VA building. So it was like a vets lived there. Mm-hmm. And they would sit out in their lawn chairs on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we used to go, hey, you know, we'd talk to them. And so one day we came out. This was not long after we moved into the apartment. Across the street to the VA building. And these guys were sitting there. And they're like, hey, you know, ladies, how are you? And we're like, good. And he's like, who you got staying up there?
Oi.
Yeah, because they knew, they, you know, we talked to them enough. And right. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, in your sunroom up there, who's staying up there? And it's like, well, nobody's staying up there. He's like, well, yeah, you got two guys staying up there.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, what? And it's like, yeah, we, you know, when we're sitting out here, we can see two guys up there.
Wow. Yikes.
But Savannah is a very haunted city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My freaky, and man, I can't top that one, but I don't know, a couple months ago, I was home. No, it had to be more cold, this summer, I believe. Anyway, I was home, working from home, completely quiet. I'm in the office. My sister calls and we're talking, and all of a sudden, I'm like, hello? My TV's on in my front room. Just went on. And I'm like, calling out my husband's name. I thought, did he come home early from work? It was just weird. And she goes, who are you talking to? I'm like, I don't want to leave the office. The TV just went on. And she goes, the TV in your front room? I'm like, yes. So there's nobody
Where's
home.
Where's your
office at? Over by the bedrooms.
Is it Michaela's old bedroom?
Beside that, the okay. other one. And it's not, it's happened more than once now. It's happened like a couple different times. Like Bill and I will be in the bedroom and all of a sudden TV goes on. And the other day we were watching something and it kept going from the TV to Netflix. So I think maybe we're on the same
TV.
I think we're on some kind of same wavelength as maybe a neighbor else. Or something. Because I'm like, why does that keep going on? Or why does the Netflix come on? But man, it freaks you out when you're all by yourself and it's quiet in your house. And
so I don't know. Do you guys watch Inside Edition?
Sometimes.
I do not.
That's where I get my news.
Okay. That's my news.
I don't know if you guys watch this segment, but this was interesting because I'll just give you this story. Okay. So a gal donated her boyfriend, her kidney. 10 months later.
10 minutes?
10 months.
Ten months. Okay.
10 months later, he broke up with her. He had fallen out of love with her. People are furious with him. One said, tell him to give it back. What are your thoughts?
Can I go first?
You bet.
My thought is, if you give money to family, don't expect it back.
Right.
If you give kidney to your boyfriend, don't expect it back. I mean, is that, why would you want to give a kidney to a guy and then expect him to like stay with you forever because you gave him his kidney? Why would you want that?
Well, you're staying because of guilt. I mean, why would you want somebody who's going to stay with you because of guilt?
How long did he stay?
10 months because of guilt.
Oh, he probably wanted to leave 4 months after he got the kidney.
Yeah. My thing is, if you're donating a kidney.
You're donating it.
Well, that should be a selfish act. You're doing it because you're saving another person's life. And if you're not doing it for that reason, then you're doing it for the wrong reason.
Right.
So
I'm agreeing with you guys because I was thinking, okay, what if she would have said, no, what if he would have gone on TV and said, well, my girlfriend's a match, but she won't give to me.
It's one thing if you're married ahead of, you know,
but then people would have said, oh, wow, she don't want to give it to him. Dumper man. I mean.
Well, let's be realistic. You can't put a kidney back in. She's not going to get it back. I mean, once it's gone, it's gone.
I mean, how amazing for her. Let's go back and say, hey, you know, what an amazing gesture
right,
that is.
Right, right. Well, what a sacrifice she made.
She said, no, I'm not going to take the kidney back. Well, like she could anyway. But she was like, no, she's good with
it. Well, if it ended, she couldn't have been that, you know, heartbroken. I mean.
She was heartbroken, but no, she's good with her decision. But yeah, I mean.
It's just, again, out there, the ignorance of people is like. Yeah, I mean, why would you even think?
It's not like she loaned him $1,000. It's different.
And again, I've come to that conclusion in our 50s. If you give somebody some money, you might as well consider it a gift.
If you get it back, great.
Nah, if you don't, what are you going to do?
It's your fault if you think you're going to get it back.
Yes.
It doesn't matter who, you know.
Exactly. Friend, family, whatever.
I just think. It's your boyfriend. This is kidney.
How long would kidneys
away to strangers?
Exactly.
Okay, we're no longer friends. Oh wait, we never were friends at the beginning. Oh,
and he's got to be thinking, dude. Thanks for the kidney, but she's looking really hot over there.
Well, I'm like, why would you stay with somebody out of guilt? I mean, where's that relationship going to go?
It's never going to go. This is just a train wreck.
Yeah, why would you want
that? Yeah.
My God.
This is just an inside edition.
Yeah, this was just a horrible, horrible thing altogether. But
good for her for giving her kidney up.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
She's a hero all the way around.
Exactly.
And he will live hopefully he'll live a good long life because he's got a kidney.
Small town news.
What is in the news? The small town news.
Well, sadly, one of our bars had to close down a couple Sundays ago due to staffing shortages.
What?
Yeah. Just temporarily, right?
Oh, yeah, it was just temporarily. But it was over, it was a Sunday that was during one of the football playoff games.
Why didn't they call me? I would have bartended.
They put it out there on the Facebook page if anybody wanted to come down.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I didn't see that. I don't think Kate could have saved the day. Just, you know.
I could have bartended.
I
think it's just more than that. I think they need kitchen help.
Yeah.
I could have cooked. I can cook. You can cook. Obviously, you can cook.
I think they also said it was a mental health day.
Well, I mean, there's only so much you can do. I mean, you got to take a day off. Our poor Dollar General.
Okay, so Dollar General in our town. Number one, there apparently was an attempted robbery at our local Dollar General.
Armed robbery.
Well, I read attempted.
Right, attempted armed robbery. Correct. Yeah.
I told my husband I wish I was there because I would have just followed that dude out. I would have.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Yes, I totally would have.
If I'm working at the Dollar General.
Because I think it was fake. That's why it was attempted.
Well, I think so too, but I'm not going to take that chance on my life. I'm working at Dollar General. You can take whatever is in the till. Oh. I'm not risking my life for that.
Remember when it first opened, it was all neat and tidy and there was no shit in the aisles?
No, not really. No.
Dollar General. When it first opened, it was like, God,
okay, day one does not count.
Best Dollar General ever.
I can't recall.
But I do feel bad because then, now, okay, poor Dollar General.
This past week, there was on our local Facebook.
Hometown News.
Another woman posted that she could not find a clerk at the local Dollar General. And she had several others looking for the clerk to no avail.
There was no one working there?
They were dinging the bell.
There's a bell?
Yeah, there's a bell. And they were dinging the bell.
Because I was going to suggest, put a bell up there.
Nobody came up. But then, I mean, again, you feel bad because
Well,
no staff.
Last I checked was yesterday at 3:30 on that Facebook page. There were 96 responses that post.
One of the individuals responding obviously works there because
I think she's the manager.
Yes. And she said, thank you for the input. I was trying to explain, you know, sometimes there's one person, we do deserve a break. We do have to go to the bathroom. You know, we do.
She said they need smoke breaks. That's what she said.
Yeah. But,
no, you know.
Well, one of the posts said that the rumor was he was sleeping in the back room. I saw that
again. Rumor, who knows? But I mean, you just feel bad because here we are. Yeah, but here we are again with what's going on in the world. You can't get any staff. You can't get anybody help.
So the manager said that the clerk was stocking shelves. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, so the person that said they could not find
anybody,
and they had other people looking for a clerk. Mm-hmm. So I want to say there was someone plus, I'll say, two others. I'll just say that.
Yeah.
Looking for a clerk.
I mean, they're
something's not adding up.
No, because they have that self-checkout thing, so.
It wasn't working.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So something's not adding up.
Small town news.
The manager said they were stocking shelves and mm-hmm. did not hear the calls.
Well, kudos to the manager for covering the ass of the guy who was sleeping in the back.
Instead of throwing him under the bus.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good manager.
There you go.
I'm recording this.
Okay.
I love you guys.
I love you too. I can't get the other visual.
Idea. This is Lauren's episode, but I love you guys more than anything. And you know what's sad? My candy's all gone. My candy.
Bouquet of carnations.
I guess the other lesson before we get into the lesson.
That'd
is,
be a good
if
song.
You're a guy and you're listening and you send your woman carnations, just
don't even do it.
If you can't send her roses or tulips or lilies or what's another? Like some other
something other than carnations.
A mom, for God's sake.
Or baby's breath. Do not add baby's breath.
Don't. Well, baby's breath along with all those other things, that's okay.
Little. Just teeny bit.
No carnations.
No carnations.
No.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. You have a dark Reddit story?
Yeah, because you know I love Reddit. And I'm up. This is my addiction to my phone. Because I'm up late at night reading Reddit. getting obsessed. And I came upon this little Cheerio. It reminded me when Harry met Sally about you can't be friends with a girl or a boy. Like best friends with
best friends with the opposite sex?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the title is Just Got Dumped for Female Best Friend. A total mess right now. And wondering whether you guys can have a female best friend while in a relationship.
Wait, is this from the guy's point of view? Must be.
No, it's got to be from the girls. It's got to be from the girls.
Read it and let's figure it out.
I can't remember. I'm drunk.
Read it.
Okay. It's basically, fiance and I are both 26 and have been dating since we were freshmen in college. We were extremely sexually compatible. Both of us had super high sex drives.
Because you're in college and duh.
You haven't hit menopause.
Held the same views, respected each other, and loved each other.
Your vagina hasn't atrophied.
It's still moist.
No major fights or issues. We each did our own thing from time to time. I'm not real clingy. I thought I was the love of his life.
See, I told you.
So he claimed.
Yeah, it's a girl. I'm sorry.
It's the girl. Yeah, because she's getting dumped for his best friend, who's a female.
Yeah. His female best friend has known him since middle school. He kissed her once in high school, but she never reciprocated. He had feelings for her. Fast forward to college. He meets me. We start dating. Fell in love. Fiance still kept in contact with best friend.
Wait, they got engaged?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I never had a problem with it. Like I said, I'm not clingy and trusting.
But she's writing to Reddit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I can't tell
him. It's not slanted or tainted or anything. Yeah.
Because I can't tell him who he can and can't be friends with. Over the summer, we would be long distance and they would hang out. I never had a problem with it. Fast forward to present times. Fiance proposed last month and we are in the midst of wedding plans. Female best friend calls him up and claims she is having sort of a mental breakdown. I tell him to go cheer her up. And he does, and then spends the rest of the week super distant. Today,
didn't they make a movie out of this?
I know it sounds like that movie, right?
Uh huh.
With
Julia Roberts,
right? Mm-hmm.
Today, he was out all day claiming he had to take care of something important. Came back around midnight and told me he has been in love with his female best friend for years and packed up some clothes and left to spend the night with her. So we're over. I tried to make this post without sounding too emotional. To be honest, I have actually been sitting here in shock. I feel completely numb on the inside and no emotions.
You sound like a valley girl.
And no emotions are really registering.
Like totally numb.
So what's the question?
There's no question. Oh.
I'm not really seeking words or advice or sympathy. I am just trying to make sense of what happened and whether I was really stupid or naive to be okay with my ex having a female best friend.
Nah, it just, no. I think that just,
I think you should be able to have a best friend.
So, update. Mm-hmm. So my ex fiance came back to his house unexpectedly about 2 hours ago. Upon seeing me, he started apologizing profusely and begged me to hear him out. I told him I didn't want to hear what he had to say, but I listened.
Do you want to hear?
I really wish I didn't. Turns out he cheated on me 3 times 2 months ago with his best friend while I was away visiting my sick father. His reasoning for cheating was that he knew I was the one, but he wanted to play the field because he felt like he missed out on a lot of women.
So the best friend, gave him the axe, so he came back.
According to him, after cheating on me, he had a moment of clarity that he really did want to be with me, and the sex with others wasn't that great.
Oh, man.
So apparently you need to have sex 3 times with the same girl before you can reach that conclusion.
What did she end up doing?
So after listening to this, I felt like my heart had been ripped out and that someone punched me in the gut. But I was still confused. If I was the one, why did he dump me last night for her?
Wait, is she really asking those questions?
She's pregnant.
Oh no.
The teen? Which one?
The friend?
The friend.
Of course she is.
After hearing that, I was dumbfounded.
Dumbfounded?
Well, that's her words.
My ex found out when she called him with her mental breakdown.
Sorry.
The mental breakdown was she's pregnant with his child.
Wait. Mental breakdown? The pregnant lady's having a mental breakdown?
Because she's pregnant.
The best friend.
On accident.
Uh-huh. So there you have it. After hearing everything, I calmly asked him.
To leave.
If he used protection, and he said no, because she said she was on the pill.
Uh-huh.
Great. That's fucking wonderful. Now I have to go get myself tested. I guess because, you know, STDs.
STDs.
I was shaking with fury.
Smart girl.
I was so angry with him. I didn't even cry. I'm still shaking right now as I type this. I pretty much told him off, and then I told him that I wish him the best of luck with his new family. In a way, I'm relieved. Now I can just move on with my life. I don't need to deal with that mess. His best friend is keeping the baby, so I think it would be best for everyone. Me, his baby, and his best friend.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's taking the high road.
If I just stepped out of their lives for good, I don't need such a dishonest, selfish, cheating fiancé. I also wanted to thank you guys, every single one of you that took the time to read what I wrote, then replied and kept me sane. I love the subreddit because a lot of you people have a cool-headed, rational way of thinking. You guys are awesome.
What is Reddit?
It's just
Reddit. People is just all kinds of subs that
people just put their life out there.
Yep.
On this.
Oh, there's lots of funny things on Reddit, though.
Okay.
I think, who's it signed? Who posted it?
Brokenhearted fiance
in a dusty corner.
Okay. Yay dusty. For you for figuring out that this guy is a dickwad and he and his best friend wanted him from the beginning and figured out a way to manipulate that situation. And for you for letting go because
did she?
Oh yes.
Yep, she moved on.
But best maybe, friend?
Yeah, could have been an accident.
Girl,
no. Things happen.
She got him into bed, and she's like, "I'm ovulating." Hey, my sink.
Well, there is a There is a final update.
Hey guys, I'm back. Quick update. I'm still getting messages about what happened to me. Since you guys have all been so kind and wonderful, I figured I would give you an update. So first things, I got myself tested. I'm clean. Yay. Second.
Yay.
After dumping my ex, I traveled to Europe for a month and in the summer with some of my best friends. Had an awesome time partying, sightseeing, immersing myself with culture. Now I'm back home and back in law school.
She's a lawyer?
Not yet, but
she should get that
she's
done
in law school.
Sue those fuckers.
I've been studying my butt off and going to the gym. In addition, I started dating a wonderful man 3 months ago.
Marry him. Just get it done. Just marry him right now.
No, because you never.
I'm kidding.
He might be another one of these dudes. In addition, I've started dating a. Oh, yeah. He and I have an amazing relationship so far. One of the kindest, funniest, and good-natured souls I've ever had.
Yeah,
because
she said that about the other guy.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
You said that about
Don't
the
say
guy.
He's my soulmate because, you know, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Right now, I am looking the most forward to our Valentine's Day plans. As for my ex, I have no idea how he's doing. I blocked him from Facebook and deleted his number. He sent me an email once asking if we could talk, but I deleted it and have maintained my strict no contact policy. So unfortunately, I have no update on how he's doing. So there.
There you go.
So.
Dark side.
You already shared your Valentine's story.
I don't.
That you're getting flowers, but you hope it's not carnations.
Well, she doesn't know for sure what she's getting.
I don't even know if I'm getting flowers.
Oh. Oh.
That's just my guess because he's like, I'm doing something but you I've don't, never done
and
before.
You don't have no romantic Valentine? What has your beloved done in the past?
It's a Monday. Valentine's Day is on a Monday.
But what has your beloved done in the past?
Flowers. You know, he usually has
the house is warm. It's flowers. I got jammies.
Anything like that.
What about?
Well, what we usually do, you know, since my birthday and Valentine's Day are so close, and I have gotten diamond earrings for Valentine's Day.
Well, there you go.
But usually that all gets combined. You know, like my birthday / Valentine's gets combined.
But no cake.
I didn't get cake.
God damn it. I'm going to get you cake.
Right? No.
Because I do put him between a rock and a hard place because, I want cake. I want cake.
If you say you want cake, you mean you want cake. I'm sorry. I want chocolate
cake. It's not so much about the cake. It's about the effort that somebody thought, you know what? It's
no
her
shit.
Birthday.
Really?
She should get a cake.
I know. It's a test.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not so much about the cake. It's that it represents.
It does. I remember. You know, you said you wanted a cake.
I thought of you. Because I always make sure, you know, everybody in my family gets cake on their birthday.
Right. They should do that for you.
So, but whatever. Whatever. It's fine. It's certainly there. So Valentine's Day, yeah, it usually gets combined with my birthday. And you know, like 1 year was my bike, you know, birthday / Valentine's Day.
That's a good gift,
though. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, they're not usually cheap presents that I get when I get them. So, but no, and it's on Monday. So what do you do? We'll probably do something this weekend, go to dinner or something. But what are you doing, Lauren?
Nothing. But I will share this story. It was when we were first married, and I told my husband, I said, don't come home for a little bit. And we lived on Park Avenue. We didn't have a lot of money, but I had these cute little champagne glasses. We didn't buy champagne or anything, but I bought some Chinese food, and I had the table set with candles. I think I had candles, and I put pop in our little champagne. He still remembers this. I put pop in our little champagne glasses and had our Chinese food already, and that was our little Valentine's, our first Valentine's in our first house.
Yeah.
See, that was the most memorable Valentine's because we were like
newlyweds,
and that was our most memorable because we were poor. But that was the sweetest.
I guess I look at like every day should be, you shouldn't have.
I know.
Valentine's Day. I don't like it.
Okay.
I worked with someone who was like, talked about that. Like, if he can't love me all year long, then what the fuck's the point? And like, bullshit. It's like Christmas.
There's only 2 days that I really want to be remembered, and that's my birthday and Mother's Day. The other day, you know, everything else is like, eh, you know, whatever.
Valentine's Day is fun. But it should be fun. You should get a box of chocolate. I don't care how much you weigh or how much you want to weigh. You should get a box of chocolate.
You know, that's funny because
and a rose, at least one rose.
Well, I'm telling you.
No carnation.
You better get that chocolate now because I just went to Target and it's slim pickings.
That's right. I got Joel a really nice box of chocolate that I liked. And a lottery ticket.
Slim pickings.
And a gift card to Amazon.
See, I haven't done anything for mine. So
I got him a really nice card that tells him I love him. And
well, I'm going to try to go to the crumble cookie place tomorrow.
Oh, I heard that was good. Ooh, can I have a cookie?
I'll try to get you one if I can get in tomorrow.
Well, I don't think the line's as long anymore because.
Yeah, but tomorrow's Saturday.
Oh, yeah. And it's, you know.
Yeah, whatever I can get.
Yeah, I'm screwed, aren't I?
Maybe not. Go online.
See, I bet you ordered online. Have a bunch of cookies.
I'm screwed.
It was on
the paper. Should have. They should be prepared for Valentine's
Day. And hey, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. Very good for them.
One of my students down in like Southwestern Iowa said, have you been to the Crumble Cookie Place?
What about Insomniac Cookies downtown? Anybody been there?
Well, they have one of those in Iowa City. They're like Dobies. Oh, do you remember Dobies?
Yes.
Yeah. They're amazing.
And did you see the review on Facebook?
No.
Some lady went in there on Facebook and said, I want some cookies. And some lady was like, I quit. It's like, oh, yeah.
No. Lily got, I got them cookies. She and her roommate.
From Insomniac?
Yes. And it was, I like Dobies.
I've heard they're good. Oh. I've heard they're good, but I think there's a little issue on the one downtown with employees. No. Well, I hope we solved the world's problems.
Which I'm sure we,
on the
holes.
Dark side?
Yeah, I don't think we did.
Did we go on the dark side?
I think we went pretty dark.
We could have gone darker. But
we didn't. You didn't ask us if we can murder anyone. Who would it be?
Well, I don't think we want to do that because
she asked if anybody wanted to murder us.
We could have did the purge, but I don't think we want to do that on.
We've gone down that.
There's only one person I would like to see.
No, we do not want to do that.
Nah, there's nobody I would.
You
want.
Know who it is, right?
You want? No, I do not.
I'll tell you off camera.
Yeah, off camera. We're not even on camera. But no. No. It starts with the I still do not know who that is. But anyway. So I hope you've enjoyed this segment of The Dark Side. I am a little dark. I think I'll always be dark.
I don't think this was that dark.
Well, I could be darker, I guess.
It's been interesting opinions, thoughts.
Yeah, I could be darker.
I mean, you delved into some dark topics.
I know, but isn't it weird to think, who is out there that would want to murder me? That's kind of scary.
I guess I don't know.
I know.
I did have, I've had two students say they would murder me.
Well, why didn't you bring that up? Because it wasn't on the script?
Well, I had one student say that if I didn't give them an A, they would kill me.
And they were serious?
And you?
Yes.
And why? And why didn't you bring that up?
Yeah, but my thought is, why is that okay?
No, did it's you, not. It's,
yeah.
Did no. you go to the?
Yes, I went to the boss.
Good. The boss.
Good. Oh, good.
Well, I'm glad you went to the
and
boss.
And they asked me, do you want us to pursue that?
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm not giving them an A.
No, I did not. And that, it actually happened quite a few years ago.
Oh.
Probably 20 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I still have their file. Ironically, they were the brother of a faculty member.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
And then I had another student who told me that they would hurt me if their project blew up in the kiln.
Hurt you.
Mm-hmm. And this was a woman, and she was about 6'2".
Ooh.
So she could have.
And she was a collegiate athlete, and she, yeah, she could have.
I'm going to hurt
sadly,
you.
Sadly, her project blew up in the kiln. And so I took it home and I tried to glue it back together. And when I brought it back, the other students were like, that's not fair. I'm like, hey.
She didn't threaten to hurt you.
She's about a foot taller than me. So, you know, I shouldn't have fixed it. I shouldn't have done it. But
it happens. Crap happens.
She scared me.
Yeah.
You know, teaching is risky.
Yes.
No shit.
No kidding.
I was.
I've seen the videos on terrifying, YouTube terrifying. And Facebook.
I was the other day, and so that happened, you know, a few years ago, I guess. The other day I was taking, I went and dug a hammer out that was in my triage kit. And my triage kit has gauze and tampons and a whole bunch of other stuff in case we have a shooter on campus.
Uh-huh.
And it's not funny, but
right.
One of the items in there is a hammer, and the hammer is intended to be used for two things. One, to hammer the assailant.
Uh-huh.
Like if you have a chance to like throw the hammer or hit the assailant with the hammer, or to break out glass. to escape. And
too bad it's not a gun.
I wouldn't want a gun.
No, well, bring a hammer to a gun show.
Gun fight.
I wouldn't know what to do with a gun.
Shoot him. Okay, so we've been down the dark rabbit hole. Y'all have a great Valentine's Day. I hope you don't get carnations.
Squeeze your loved ones.
Yeah.
Ta-ta for now.
Stay warm.
Squeeze your loved ones?
Yeah. Hug them. Love them.
Squeeze them.
Squeeze them.
That sounds
smooch them.
Sounds very kissy, kissy.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I love you guys.
Love you,
love
too.
Love ya. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Three Besties from the Midwesties podcast. For more about us, go to our website, bestiesfromthemidwesties.godaddysites.com. Check out more episodes wherever you get your podcast.
Upon seeing me, he started apologizing profusely and begged me to hear him out. I told him, I didn't want to hear what he said.